right. Turn your neighbour and say, you're so good looking. There's so many notes in my Bible. I'm trying to find the right one here. Getting there. Here we go. All right. Fantastic. Well, it's Vision Launch Sunday. Yeah. Come on. It's exciting times for our church and for our future. We already have two locations. What's next? I take that on. Thanks for that. It's going to happen, right? It's just going to happen. Come with me to Nehemiah, please, chapter 2. Come with me to verse 18. I'll read from the New King James Version. And I told them, this is Nehemiah. Nehemiah is like a biography of his life. And I told them of the hand of my God, which had been good upon me, and also of the king's word that he had spoken to me. So they said, I'm pausing for a reason here, let us rise up and build. Say it with me. Let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. I don't need to tell you today that the best work that we can do is in establishing and building the kingdom of God. Amen. Verse 19, interesting verse. But when Sanballat the Horonite, Tobiah the Ammonite official, and Geshem the Arab heard of it, they laughed at us and despised us and said, what is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king? Who knows that whenever you step out to do anything in God, there's usually opposition. I want to talk about this today as part of our whole Rise Up theme. Come to the verse 20. So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven, this is what, so look, let's be clear here. Nehemiah is now talking back to his opponents. And these are high-profile guys that have influence. And he says, so I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven himself will prosper us. Who thinks that's a great statement? Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. In other words, nothing's going to deter us from fulfilling the purpose of God in our lives. How good is that? Who loves the word of God this morning? And he finishes, but you have, and I guess he's just having a bit of a dig, but hey, we don't know what he knew, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem. In other words, unless you accept Jesus as Lord of your life, unless you start living, you cannot have the blessings that we're going to have on our life. And we may be sacrificing right now. We may be rebuilding these walls of Jerusalem. We may actually be having some struggles in our home right now. We may have had some difficulties with our partner and relationships. Whatever it is, we are still going to rise up and build the house of God, because I know that with God, my life is going to work out. And so, I'll just try and stay calm this morning. It's all good. The words rise up appear 67 times in Scripture. And the word rose up is mentioned another 104 times. We'll talk about this during this year. So, straight away, rise up, let me tell you, rise up is a call to action. It's like, this may be going on in my life, that problem may be occurring, that job may not have happened just yet, that relationship didn't turn out how I had expected it to, that investment wasn't so smart, The kids are out of control. I smashed the car in the church car park. Whatever. Oh, God, pray. You didn't do that. But anyway, you know, I really do need to work on my parenting. I know I'm not that good at who's... No, don't say that. I made a mess of that thing. But regardless of the stuff that makes up our normal human life, I will continue to rise up and serve Him. I will continue to do the things that I know God has put in my heart to do. I will know, regardless of all that stuff, I'd first and foremost choose to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. This is the spirit of Nehemiah. And I know that my life... You can say this yourselves. I know that my life is far superior through knowing Christ and His Word. And I will rise above my own stuff, knowing it's just stuff that I need to deal with in this world. It's like Nehemiah and the people said, we will rise up and we will build. Nothing will deter the work of God in my life. That's a powerful statement, isn't it? Nothing will deter the work of God in my life. Nothing will deter the extension of His house. So if we're going to say we're going to have campus number 3, thank you, Jesus, who knows that that requires some work too? Who feels like we've already got enough work? Anyway, let's not go there. Nothing will get in the way of His purposes, right? That's the bottom line. Now, thank you, Susan. In the Hebrew Bible, Ezra and Nehemiah are one book. And it's helpful to understand this as a bit of an introduction this morning, where Ezra left off. In chapter 4 of Ezra, for those of you who like to take notes, because you're all diligent people and love taking notes, in chapter 4 of Ezra, King Artaxerxes, yeah, wrote a letter to Ezra. And in verse 21, he states in his letter, now give the command to make these men cease, that this city, talking about Jerusalem, may not be built until the command is given by me. Interesting. So they tried at some point, the people of God, to rebuild, and it was shut down by the king. In the meantime, Nehemiah becomes a cupbearer for this Persian king, Artaxerxes. And this is in 111, you can read it. He had a privileged position. I've got to tell you guys, I know I've got to preach, but I've got to tell you, whenever that you have Jesus in your heart, you are going to have some very privileged positions. And you're going to be thinking, how? Wow, that is so incredible. How did God do that thing? It's because you have the favor of God in your life because you're serving Him. I mean, we've been praying for this young man here. He's not that young anymore. But Reese and Danny, I mean, my goodness, 2017 turned around. I'm not going to give anything away, but just in case, because we had conversation, I know, this week. Don't worry, it's all good. But the point is that they had gone from Reese not working to now actually having full-time employment in a field that he really loves. And the future is bright. There is the favor of God on people when they continue to do the journey, and there was great sacrifice, right, guys? Car broke down, no house for a while, how are we going to pay the bills? It's all part of normal life, right? But you don't stop doing the things that God has put in your heart to do. And let's face it, sometimes it can be a long haul stretch. But keep hanging on, because the words of the God are going to change in situations like Danny and Reese's. Dave, you're another one, of course, you know. Who could say that about their life? It's been like this, but now it's turned around. Come on, give me your hands. It was like that, but that situation, look at that, 60% of the church. Now, see, King Artaxerxes, he wasn't a guy you wanted to cross. He killed his own brother, Darius. That's pretty scary, right? Whew. And he was actually, Darius was actually the true rightful heir to the throne. He put down significant rebellions in 460 BC and 448 BC. Decades after the Babylonian exile had ended, the Jewish people were struggling to restore Jerusalem. Insecurity abounded, and so did ungodly values. There's a lot of parallels between here in our society today. Remarkably, Nehemiah's return to Jerusalem took place shortly after the second rebellion, when the same king, Artaxerxes, who said stop rebuilding to Ezra, was now allowing Nehemiah, his own cupbearer, to oversee the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. Who knows, that relationship with God changes things. Nehemiah was likely the choice of governor of Judah because the king wanted a loyal subject. Who knows? It doesn't matter what your boss is like. If you're a loyal servant, you're going to get cred. Non-Jewish people living in Judah strongly opposed the rebuilding of Jerusalem's walls, as the building once completed would allow the Jews to secure the city as a central fortress and as such dominate that region. On the other hand, if the wall was not restored, the Jews would essentially be unable to resist any enemy attacks. You know, I got to tell you that when we come to church and we're involved in the house of God, we have the best opportunity to resist the attacks of the enemy. When you get involved in a connect group, you have the best opportunity to actually build your faith because there's others praying for you. You're not isolated. Didn't Emma do a great job last week, by the way? And the thing is that we are on purpose together. Together. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad I'm with you. And so Sanballat, the Samaritan, Tobiah the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arab, these three dudes caused a lot of problems. As you get used to it, church, people are going to cause you problems. Get used, well, some of them are even in the church. it's part of life. And the governors of their regions, they're governors of these regions. So basically, you have Jerusalem and the surrounding area. And then there's one, two, three. All three sides were these three men that oversaw. So they didn't want this thing to go ahead. They didn't want the church to rise up and build. Now, the rise up idiom, according to the thesaurus, big word, for me anyway. Rise up means to assume an upright position. Come on, give me, assume an upright position. Come on, sit up straight. Lean in. Who's enjoying that? Here's what else it is. To get up from sleep. That was profound, wasn't it? To return, I'm going to talk about this more this year, to return from death. And the truth is, there are situations that think that could kill us, but God comes through for us. And lastly, to travel upward. Who enjoys worshiping God? Lord, I thank you that I can bring heaven down into my situation today. I can bring heaven into my workplace. I can bring heaven even when I'm changing my dirty nappy of my baby. I can bring heaven into any situation. Okay, not a good example. And, when I'm driving in the car, I can switch the radio off. And I can speak in that language that God has given me, and I can change that situation where I'm driving to, because now I have the wisdom of God on my life. And then there's, of course, the other side to rise up, which is to be part of a rebellion. Barry showed me this a few months ago when we were talking about rise up. And you know, the hand that goes up, rise up. I'm going to rise up. And Barry wanted to use it. He said, let's just do it. I'm like, oh, don't say sure. Anyway, he's in training. And he's doing a fantastic job. I would say that as believers in Christ, seriously, I'm being serious here, as believers in Christ, we are part of a rebellion against commonly held views. We are part of a rebellion against what the world generally thinks, because we believe God's word first and foremost. And in that sense, we are in rebellion. We do abide by the rules of the land, just in case people are thinking, oh my goodness, what's an idol? You know, all that, but the fact is, we believe the word of God first and foremost. And so we will not lie down, but rather we will assume an upright position. We will not live in the negativity of the press or fear of what might be. We are God's chosen people. And like Nehemiah says to his opponents, we will rise up. We will rise up. Say it with me. We will? Rise up. We will? Rise up. Yeah. So we will travel upward, because this is the important thing, toward Christ. And bring heaven into our world, our relationships, our families, our church. We are first and foremost people of faith. People of? Faith. And we travel with God. We bring him into our circumstances. We trust him with whatever the result is. Sometimes that result takes a lot of patience. Who's feeling the patience of the Lord right now? But ultimately, he's Lord of all. Now, let me contextualize. And this is where the AV gets, thanks, Dave, gets ready. We have a plan this year. A vision to rise up and build. And so we want to build in the natural and we want to build in the spiritual realm of our lives. One follows the other. Yeah? So we want to rise up naturally. So if I can have the first slide of the foyer area. This is our foyer outside. Who enjoys coming to church and socializing? Yeah? So we want to renovate our foyer. And what we actually would like to see that wall there where the cross is and that whole wall, that whole grey wall that you can see on the screen there. Our very own architect, Greg Moore, has come up with this. This is what we want to be able to, by the end of the year, we'd like to have this done. Oh! Whoa! Now, that means part of the upstairs goes, which was the old girl lounge. It means that wall's gone. It means that we have room for all sorts of activities that we don't have right now. It means that hospitality can grow. Yeah? It means that who's up for a bit of sacrifice? Because we the first part of this is actually getting our what are those called? Those big hammers called? Yeah, that's them. Charlie's good at demolition. And we start smashing the wall down because we have a plan for our future. This is not just about us having a, you know, but how cool is it? We look, it's more a Frio vibe. It kind of matches with who we are. And it allows for new people to come in. We've already had to push that wall back because people are now sitting over here. We're going to be doing the same over this side by the end of the year, and we're allowing God to grow us through just having spaces for people to connect. How good is that going to be? Who you like? Who thinks that's a good thing to do? It's a good thing to do? Yeah, it's a great thing to do. We want to facelift our facade, which is the front of the building. So this is the now. This is what we'd like it to look like. Woohoo! So we've given it a bit of an upgrade. Who thinks the C3 looks better like that? You know, at the moment, yeah, let's not go there. It's just not quite. Anyway, that's something else we're going to do. And thirdly, we actually have an ultimatum, to be honest, because the government in Liberia want to close down, because I told you we were going to rise up. Who's ready for a bit of a stretch? I did say we were going to rise up, you know, and it's a call to action this year. And this is the natural stuff. So this is the church as it is pretty much now, which is also as school. Is it 273 kids at the moment, something like that? Yeah, about 273 children, and from year 1 to 9 or 10. I think it's 10 now. Yeah, we want to make room up to year 12. And so, Barry, we're going to do our story, our future in March, and so I'm only just going briefly over this morning because it's vision, and then we'll get stuck into all our story, our future stuff. But let's show the end result. Yeah, that's another picture. Oh, there we go. So we're going from a structure that sticks to a proper facility. And we're trusting that Graham Vert and his men are going to, and women, yes, are going to be able to help. We're going to send teams up, actually, in November and December to help build the school and the church in Liberia. Who thinks that's a pretty cool thing to do? Come on. And lastly, we want to build a modern facility to help orphans integrate into new families in China. And there's a diagram of one of the homes we want to build up there for the Jagelmans, so that they can be integrated into new families. If you want to see, you want to know more about that, talk to Roy and Jane Newland. And there you go. There's the natural part of Rise Up. Challenging, exciting. It's good, hey? All right, so all that will come out in the next few months. But let's just stay on. It's a bit boring just giving you that. I want to preach, get the presence of God into us as well. See, the presence, and I've got a bit more to say as well. The presence on the vision. The presence of God is found in buildings dedicated for God's purposes. You have to agree with that. And God's people need to have a certain discipline in their lives, and we worship in his house. We are staying, we belong, we grow, and we build our best life, which is why we have our belong, grow, build here on the my right, your left, of the auditorium this morning. And so we want to rise up spiritually as well. So, actually, we've got this on the AV as well, haven't we, Dave? Thanks. So make the decision to belong. Once you've made that decision, you don't actually have to go back there again. You just make the decision to belong. Because if you keep going, oh, what that person did in there, welcome to the family. Is your family perfect?
No.
So just make the decision and then we build together. Okay? All right, I've got to move on. How do you become a member of the Fremantle Dockers, Paul Wally? How do you become a member? You don't go for them. You live in Bibra Lake. I've been to your house. Your son's a Dockers, isn't he? I saw it on social media. He loves the Dockers. You're a West Coast Eagles man, aren't you? No, Collingwood, that's right. Fly, how did I forget? Oh, yeah. Well, look. Okay, so Collingwood. Okay, so how do you become a member of Collingwood? Port Adelaide, you change all the time. Whatever it is. Okay, Julian, have you defected as well? Okay, so you've got to pay a membership. Let's just get on with the job, right? You've got to pay. How do you belong to the house of God? You've got to come in, and what are you going to do? You've got to pay your membership. How do you pay your membership? Your tithe. Where's the tithe belong? To the house of God. Will you not rob me? The Bible says. Imagine you get a phone call from the CEO of the Dockers, whoever that is these days, saying, you haven't paid your membership. And we don't do that in church, but they did in the Old Testament. Every person had to bring. Who thinks that in some ways it brings this camaraderie? It brings this, you know what? I'm in. I belong. You got to get that at some point in your Christian journey. And I know there's people that are just starting out, but at some point you got to get it that you got to bring your tithes to the church because you see the favor of God on your life and you want to serve Him first and foremost. And then you serve in an area that suits your giftings. This is all part of belong too, I guess. And you support your vision, the vision and the leadership of the church. I like this one. And Phil Pringle said this. Who enjoyed Phil Pringle? Those that went on. All right. So we're part of a movement that likes to have fun. I've never heard Phil say so many jokes if you were there on Tuesday night. So good. All right. So here we go. Turn up. Turn to your neighbour and say, turn up. To church. Turn up to church. Turn up to connect group. And turn up to team meetings. You don't want to miss this one coming up because you may miss out on the Word of God for the rest of your life. All right. Read your Bible and pray. These are all basics. Youth and young adults, missions trip, Manila, June, July. All right. And on the 26th of February, everyone say 26th of February with me. We are going to have prayer and fasting for 21 days. Hey! I knew you came to church for a reason. Now, for those of you who know me, I'm not particularly good at fasting. But I can miss some meals and I can't. So I'm saying let's do something together for 21 days and it ends on the 18th of March with our Rise and Build, which is our story, our future offering. So there's a reason why we're doing it from there to then. So if you're a modern day Christian, there are many comparisons in the book of Nehemiah to our modern day. Opposition will be relatively normal. Obstacles will be put in your way. And like Nehemiah, you have to decide quite decisively, I'm going to build his house no matter the cost, to me personally. And so Nehemiah shows us how to rise up and build. So first we've got belong, which, okay, thanks, Dave. So let's go back to belong. And I just want to show you a video of, and now look, before we just get that, tell me when you're ready. You ready? You're ready, okay. I don't know why I put the microphone down. I just want you to, this is very quick. It's Amber Stevenson. Is she here this morning? Anyway. She is around, isn't she? Amber Stevenson recorded this video of me wiping out. I've had over 300,000 likes on Instagram from this wipeout. It's now nearly a year old. Happened last February at a place called South Point. And I will do my best to explain this before we wrap up this message this morning because I want to give you context. Are you ready? Keep watching. Okay. Did you see it? Did you get the idea? It's the worst wipeout I've ever had. Now, let me just put a positive spin on this for a second. In verse 20, Nehemiah says, the God of heaven will prosper us. The God of heaven will prosper. And what Nehemiah is doing by saying the God of heaven himself will prosper us is speaking out in faith, even though he's being intimidated. Even though he knows these men have the power to overcome his plans and future, and his future may even be in jeopardy. Now, my board of choice is a wave ski. That's why I didn't come off my board. I stayed attached to it. It's like I have a seatbelt wrapped around my waist, and I prefer most occasions, although maybe I should have bailed on this occasion, to stay attached to the board. And the reason for that is very simple. If I detach in big waves, and particularly down south where the waves are quite powerful, it means that I've lost all my buoyancy. And actually, I get driven down into the water, and then I can't breathe. And it's not a good place to live when you can't breathe, because I'm not a fish. And so I stay attached more often than not, and I hope for the best. And then I flip myself back up with my paddle, and I continue surfing at the appropriate moment. So why am I telling you all this? Because when I'm attached and I'm actually got the strap around my waist, I can actually rise up to the surface. However, if I bail and release that strap on the buckle, I can get pushed down into the surf. I no longer have buoyancy to recover once that wave subsides, and I could drown. And therefore, the board acts as a rescue device as long as I belong to it, as long as I do not bail by releasing that strap. You and I have to know who we belong to. Nehemiah was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. The vision for rebuilding Jerusalem came from his relationship with his God. And the people had scattered, and many of them had not kept up their faith. And Nehemiah's heart was to see his people back in relationship with God, back worshiping him together in one place. Who thinks that's a fantastic vision? And so there's no greater purpose for your life than belonging to God. Now, there will be obstacles along the way. My obstacles were the rocks. I actually went over one of the rocks that the surfers say you should never go over because you're going to get hurt. Life will throw obstacles your way. Unexpected things will rise up against you and your family. But like Nehemiah, you have to decide to belong to him all the same. And just because the king had given the order to rebuild, and it did not mean that the neighbouring countries were going to be so favourable to him. And you and I will struggle. Turn to your neighbour and say, in life there is struggle. We will contend our faith. And it will be a fight at times. And sometimes we may even feel battered and bruised, maybe even bloody, but we still belong to God. And we will rise up and fulfill his purposes in our lives. Now, what I haven't told you about this surfing accident yet is this, that even though I stayed attached to the board, even though I continued to belong to it, I did not come away unscathed. My whole body ached. My hands were actually a bloody mess. And actually, they didn't stop bleeding for quite a few hours after the accident. My shoulder was in deep trouble. I wondered whether I'd actually broken it, but I deeply bruised the bone. My board had several holes in it. I was more concerned for the board than I was for myself, to be totally honest. And Amber and Jared can confirm this because, anyway, let's dig and talk. I haven't got time to tell this whole story, but let me say, my board had several holes in it and bad scrapes, which needed urgent repair. And I couldn't walk very well at all, truth be told. And it was a long way out, so I had to sort of hobble back with my board. It was about a kilometre walk along the track back to the car park. And I got back to the car park, and I put putty. I don't know if I was thinking 100% straight at this point in time, but I put putty on my board to cover the worst holes. My hands were still bleeding. I grabbed Amber gratefully gave me a drink of water. I had a drink of water. And all I could think of was, get back out there, Nigel. It will affect you later if you give up. So I started to paddle back out. And my whole body was aching. And I just kept paddling, and I said, I'm going to catch another wave from the same spot where I came undone. The kids had already gone home by this stage. I started to free up. I started to actually loosen up as I kept going, you know. And I actually went back out, and I caught four more waves. And one of the surfers even looked at me and goes, gee, that was awesome. But here's the thing. I tell you what, when stuff comes against you in life, when you have terrible situations that happen in your life, it may be a divorce, it may be you're not feeling like you're a good parent, it may be that you've argued with your wife and you wish you could make up, it may be all sorts of issues that we all face in life, every single day of our life. I want to tell you today, the best thing you can do is actually get back up, get paddling, rise up, and be in church, get involved, because you're going to find yourself freeing up out of all immediate danger, and you will start to do the things that you thought that you couldn't do, because God has a greater plan for your life than the plans of the enemy and the obstacles that come your way. All right. Let me just quickly just say a couple more things. To grow. You'll grow spiritually because you commit to God's priorities on your life. But you won't be able to do that on your own. And you need to stay connected. You need to stay serving Him. And be involved in the vision God has set before us for our future. Nehemiah says this to the people amidst the building, and everything was looking shaky. Nevertheless, we made our prayer to God. Can we be a people this year that nevertheless, no matter that, no matter this, no matter what, nevertheless, I'm making my prayer to God. And so you and I must decide, no matter what is thrown at us, that we will rise up and keep doing the things that He's called us to do. And so, let me finish with this. We are refreshing things this year. We have our prayer meeting tomorrow night now at 7 o'clock. It's the alternate week to Connect Group. Steve Coppin's going to be running that prayer meeting. Looking forward to being involved in that. Youth is going to be combined. Reese and Danny will be the youth pastors for Fremantle and Wellard. Come on, let's give them a hand for that. The youth will be at Wellard, but we're looking at transportation options right now. There will be a Connect group run by Amber and Jared on Thursdays for the Fremantle youth. And there will be a combined music practice on a Tuesday night with a centralised roster for both locations. We're refreshing things this year. Let's thank Caroline for all the work she puts into the music. Nehemiah's response to opposition. And I think it sometimes you've got to hear a message like this, like, there's going to be opposition, but it's how we respond. He prays out a scripture from Deuteronomy. He says, "The Lord your God," he's talking to the people that he's overseeing, all the Jews that have given up 2 months of their life to rebuild the Jerusalem. And they're halfway through and there's all sorts of problems. Sanballat and all those guys are attacking. And he says this, "The Lord your God will bring you to the land which your fathers possessed. And you shall possess it. He will prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers." And why don't we stand to our feet today, church? Father, why don't we just lift our hands to heaven for a moment? Father God, I thank you that I can rise up. I thank you, Lord, for the vision, both naturally and spiritually. And I'm believing today, Father, that we would live in a whole new paradigm of building the house of God, serving in the house of God, belonging to the house of God, growing in the house of God. Oh my God, we thank you, Lord. Come on, let's sing out a song before we close today.
No longer a slave to fear.